You know, when I go around, I do healing services, and we're going to bring one, you know, the third Wednesday of the month, we're going to bring the healing service back to us. So every third Wednesday after during adoration, we'll anoint everybody with St. Joseph's oil. And there's been lots of healings, but there's so often not healings. And for sometimes, the reason there is not a healing is because of an unforgiving spirit. We haven't forgiven people. Now again, you know, I don't get it. For me, I've always known what a sleaze I was before God. So if someone comes up to me and says, you know, I'm sorry, okay, it's done. Any kid at prep, they know I could be mad as all get out, want their head taken off. But if they come up to me and say, Father, I'm very sorry, it's done. And it's done forever. Let it be done. You know, but sometimes people, even who go to daily mass, love to hold grudges. You know, and it's sometimes petty things, stupid things. Well, they didn't look at me right. They didn't invite me to something. Or you can get mad at Father because Father, you know, whatever it is. We get petty and we hold these grudges. I get petty too, you know, just like everybody else. We had a great celebration of installation last week, but with all those people there, not one person from the Cathedral Prep Administration, who I've been part of for 8 years, showed up. So I was pretty petty about that. When I got down there on Monday, they knew how petty I could be, huh? And I was just, I'm out of here. I know you people don't appreciate anything. But anyway, we're going on and on, huh? But God just kept hitting me about, Richards, you are so petty. And I, stop it, God. I like to preach about it. Don't hit me with it. So, but again, he brought my own pettiness before me. And yet God's calling each of us to get over that kind of stuff, to stop holding grudges. I know a priest that hasn't talked to his brother in 20 years. And oh, he has good reason, he says. Puh, no good reason. You think if someone hasn't talked to their brother in 20 years, when they die, they can go to heaven? Let me give you a clue. No. Father, you're talking about a priest. Yes, I am. I didn't say it. The Word of God said it today, huh? He says in Sirach, if you spend time with the book of Sirach, it says, remember your end. Remember you're going to die. And God says, if you're forgiving, I'm going to forgive you. So you have no problem. You don't have to be afraid of dying. But if you're not forgiving, then you got a problem. So we're always supposed to look at the end. And then you listen to the gospel today. And the gospel, Jesus says, if you don't forgive others, my Father ain't going to forgive you, right? My Heavenly Father will treat you in exactly the same way unless each of you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Today, when we say the Our Father, we look at God the Father and we say, forgive me, how? As I forgive. So if I'm forgiving, no problem. If I'm not forgiving, big problem. You know, now sometimes we have problems forgiving others because we think we're perfect. Again, nobody here, I know. You know, it's the other people. I know no one here at St. Joseph Bread of Life thinks this. But you know, I don't have much to confess, Father. You know, and again, most of you know I went to confession on Friday. It was 2 weeks before that. You know, Father Bible just shakes his head after he's done with my confession, huh? Or Monsignor Peterson or my classmate, Father Nick. So I go to confession pretty often. You know, when I come here, I've been here now since the 1st of July. I hear confessions every week from 4 to 5. If we get 10 people, ooh, that's a lot. For Bread of Life people, I hear confessions before Mass, 15 minutes. If I get 3 people, ooh, that's a lot. God must have blessed me with a very holy parish. Huh? I have the saints of Erie are all here. Wow, that's a blessed thing. But the reality is we're not. The reality is every one of us here are a murderer. Father, you're a murderer. Oh, Father, you are. Who did you kill? And you kill him every day. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Every time you and I sin, even if it's a little venial sin, I kill the Son of God. It was his sin that caused my sin that caused him to die on the cross. And we got to get real in touch with this. That every time I sin, Christ asked to die to forgive me. And there are times, or sometimes, it says in the scriptures, a good man sins 7 times a day. Well, I'm not a good man. Sometimes I sin 20 times a day. And it's all little stupid things or pettiness or judgments or being angry or getting irritated or whatever it is. We have these little petty things. But these things kill Christ. That's what he died for. And every day I'll go before God before I go to bed and I say an act of contrition and I say, oh God, I am so sorry that I hurt you and your son today. He doesn't look at me and say, "Tch, that's okay, Richards. You've done it to me 50 times for the last 42 years every day. I'm tired of you, Richards. Get out of here." He hasn't said that to me once. Never. He looks at me and says, "Larry, I forgive you. Now go forgive others." So in reality, I know that I am in such need of forgiveness. How could we not give it to each other? But that's so important. You and I gotta really think, am I really a person of forgiveness? If you don't have a forgiving heart, I don't care if you spend 5 rosaries a day. I don't care if you spend 10 hours on your knees before God, there's no hope for salvation. Don't you hate when you go and you hear priests talk about things like that? But I'm telling you the truth. That's one of the things that binds God from being able to forgive us. If we don't forgive others, he can't forgive us. And that's eternal. Now, someone might have really hurt you really bad. And you might have this grudge and it goes in there. I can't ask you to get rid of your feelings. Feelings are not forgiveness. You might can't stand the person. But what you and I must do is before God say, God, in your name I forgive them. I don't have the power to, God, but you do within me. So in your name, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask your blood to be poured over this particular individual, and I, before you for all eternity, I forgive them. And when you do that, you are finally set free. Because an unforgiving heart doesn't do anything to anybody else around you. You think it really hurts the people that hurt you? Uh-uh. There's only one person an unforgiving heart hurts. Me. You. Us. When I'm unforgiving, I die inside and I block the power of God to operate in my life. So you and I must ask for the grace today to always have a forgiving heart, to let go of all grudges, to let go of all pettiness, so that we can grow and become all that God wants us to be. And a good place to let that be real is when we come to the confessional. We lay it before the Lord Jesus. We realize how sinful we are. And again, if you have a problem thinking about how sinful you are, every day before you go to bed, examine your conscience. And a good way to examine your conscience is to go through the commandments, or you can go on the internet and get the sins that need to be confessed sheet in there at the Bread of Life, St. Joseph Bread of Life website, and you click that down, you can examine your conscience like that. But another way, because once we stop doing those type sins, isn't it great, you get one of those sins that need to be confessed things, and you go through the whole thing and you go, nope, didn't do that, nope, 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 ha, nope, went through the whole list. Well, now you got the greatest sin, what's that? Pride, ha, hell forever. Now listen, we all have stuff that I gotta know that I'm still like, oh, look at me. No, if you wanna sit there and find out, sit there and say, when you're examining your conscience, who did people see today? Did they see me or did they see Jesus? And every time they saw you, there was a sin there. Because our job is to show people Jesus Christ. So two things today. One, get to confession. How often should you go to confession? Once a month. Once a month. I should be so busy in that confessional, I'm dying. But that'd be a good way to die. Once a month at least. Every month you need to go to confession. And if you don't think you have any sins, come on in and say, Father, I don't think I have many sins. Can you help me? And we'll have you crying by the end. So the reality is we all have some sins. But when you come in that confessional, you'll never be yelled at, I promise. Ever. Most of you should know that by now. I have never yelled in a confessional to anybody. And if there's someone taking my place on a Saturday and they go in that confessional and they're hearing confessions and they yell at you, you make sure you tell me and I'll beat the heck out of the priest. There is no way that that should ever be anything else than a place of healing. And when you experience the healing power of Christ there, then you and I can go about giving healing to others. And that's the second thing. After we've confessed, after we've begun anew with the Lord, we need to be forgiving people to others. Because if we can't forgive, then God can't forgive us. But if we do forgive, then God gladly forgives us. You got it? You get it? Good. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.